Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Do you put the pasta on the plate first and then top it with sauce, or do you kind of mix it all together when you make pasta?
I put the sauce on top because I like extra sauce.
Now, Carrie sent us a note, and she said we color the pasta, which is a technique where you put a bit of the sauce into the pasta prior to serving. But she's like, we're Sicilian, so maybe that's like...
Oh, and then you add extra sauce.
They're exactly right.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, of course, I'm craving mm-hmm. pasta.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Pizza. Yeah.
That's right. How's your day going otherwise?
Great. How about yours?
Pretty good. It's Thursday. We got Jax coming in for lunch later.
That'll be fun. Yeah. What are we having to eat? What's being served?
Grays of Gather is coming. So they're bringing a big charcuterie board. You were not here for Jeff and Tim's bachelor party, but they did like a 3-foot charcuterie board with
meats and cheese, the standard meats and cheeses.
But it also has like little cakes and honey and dried figs.
Look at that.
You're going to love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm not sure
that
what else is
good.
Coming. It's very good.
I think it's going to be quite the party. Well, listen, we'd love to give you $1,000. That'd be something to celebrate as well. You could go get your own charcuterie board with that.
That's right.
Yeah,
for
that'd be
sure.
Great.
So you'll have 10 questions to answer that begin with the letter that Jeff is about to reveal. Please don't repeat any of your answers. And the key to winning is to pass quickly.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, you got the lucky letter A. Lucky letter A.
A. Yes. A. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey.
We had a $1,000 winner with a letter A.
Yes, we have. So it is doable.
So we'll put 30 seconds on the clock.
Get your thinking cap on. Get in the feeling place of the letter A.
I will not start the timer until Jen has finished asking the first question.
So here we go. With the letter A, name something you order on Amazon.
Apple computers.
Something green.
Actress.
A school subject.
Algebra.
A dessert.
Apple pie.
Something you throw.
Pass.
Something you pick.
Apples.
A bug.
Pass.
An art supply.
Art paper.
Something that stinks.
A-S-S.
A toy. What did she say?
Ass.
I was thinking ass.
She
said ASS.
Oh. So funny.
Oh, that's great.
I thought you were clever. Yeah. When you said Apple computer, I thought that was clever. Because later at number 6, you needed apples. And because they're two different things, that worked. I don't know about those.
This goes so fast when you're on there.
Yeah.
I was trying to pass quickly, too.
A bug ant.
Yeah.
And
arithmetic. You said algebra, which was great, but I was thinking arithmetic for
or art.
Art.
That was pretty good.
And I wrote down a car just in case it was a color, and the only thing I could think of was Acura.
Oh, was that number two? Did she say Acura for number two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said actress.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope. Acura is pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Is that a car? I thought it was.
It is.
Good job.
It is.
That's
you're in business.
Right.
Yeah. Not
two,
bad.
Three, four.
You got seven,
five,
I think.
Six. Yeah, I thought the seventh was questionable, or six was questionable.
Which one was that?
She said art paper.
Art paper?
Yeah, art paper.
What's an art supply that begins with the letter
art paper.
A?
Paper.
Acrylic.
Well, that's real good.
Yeah.
Acrylic or something. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been good.
This is why we don't let Fritch play. She's too damn good at it.
I have so many words in my head, Jeff.
I wish that would have been a choice.
I know. Yeah. Let Fritch play for you. All right.
I know, last time I only got seven, I played for somebody. It was hard.
It was a hard letter, though, I think.
I think it was like K or something. I'm like, oh, man.
Or was it O, maybe?
I remember.
I don't know.
Well, you have a good weekend, Michelle.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's the psychological start of the weekend around here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Tim likes to call it.
I'm there.
Yeah. You working tonight?
Yes, I am going to be live at UC Claremont from 5 to 7, and it's their fall open house. So if you're looking for furthering your education, or, you know, maybe you're in high school and you're like, what do I do next year? Come in and see what they got going on. All the different faculties will be there. They'll give you a tour of the place. Everyone is super nice at UC Claremont. And you get that, you know, UC Bearcat degree for
perfect.
Way less money.
Sweet. All right. That's tonight. Now we check the roads once again. Got some action happening. Denise Johnson's on top of it.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home.
Large group of women decked out in green leotards, dressed as goblins, were filmed beating and robbing two teenagers on the subway in New York City.
That's not cool.
What? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Are they going to a costume party or something, or is that their
disguise?
Is that their disguise? Yeah.
Mm. This group of neon green spandex wearing women just, like, flooded the car. These two poor girls were like having to take on like 10 women, and it bled into the car, and no one really knew what was going on. It was so chaotic, and no one went in to help.
Well, you'd think they would have been relatively easy to identify
and find in a crowd.
Yeah. I guess they're installing cameras in all of the subway cars now.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a middle school French teacher out of North Carolina has been suspended for being caught on video allegedly smoking cigarettes right in the middle of the classroom.
Oh.
How old?
I saw the video of it. Middle school.
So what, like 12, 11? Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think, I'm trying to remember back in college if I had some professors that would smoke.
In class?
In the classroom?
No way, girl.
We had a smoking section in our lunchroom.
In your lunchroom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Took it out.
We had a smoking section, but it was outside.
We didn't. You got suspended for 3 days if you got caught smoking butts at Holmes, man. You
well,
were out
the
of there.
Teachers in the teacher's lounge, they smoked in there.
Well, that's what they should have just said, smoking room.
The door
would open and it would just be like someone hot boxing in Mount Storm Park.
Right. I think it was a smoke free. I mean, even back then, I feel like the entire campus was smoke free.
Huh.
Maybe they were smoking them out back behind the cafeteria on Lavasser.
Yeah, here's one of the students, Amani Barner, and one of the parents talking about this bizarre behavior coming from the teacher right in the middle of a class.
I did smell a scent of cigarette smell, so I wasn't sure what to think about it at the time. He flicked a cigarette at another student who sat right behind me, which immediately alerted me.
Wow.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah, that is weird.
They had to be just looking to get fired.
He was wearing it looked like he was wearing a red beret. Maybe he was trying to, you know, since it was a French class, he was trying to pretend to be
French.
Like the quintessential
French
Frenchman.
Yeah.
Wow, and it's still wow. It's brazen. After hearing about it and actually seeing it and just the nonchalance of it all was pretty bold.
I was at school at the moment, so I was able to show one of the administrators they could handle my teacher.
Wow. When I went to France as an exchange student years ago, I remember we were at the airport and then we went and met our students and a bunch of us were smoking cigarettes like, oh, it's culture, you know. But I remember our teacher, Madame Riche, she told us, she was like, you know, these are stimulants, kids. And when you go back, you're not going to be able to smoke cigarettes openly in the States like you are here.
That's
so
funny.
Either put them out or remember that you're not going to have that same experience.
Yeah.
We also used to skip school and go to the cafe across the street to drink beer.
So bad.
I mean,
yeah, I'm sure they loved the American exchange students when they showed up.
Right.
They were like, oh, here comes
some more. We were like, beer, cigarettes, coffee, discotheque. Let's go.
Meanwhile, a woman driving down the freeway in Orange County, California, on only three tires, crashed into another vehicle. Big shocker there. There's footage of her driving with a sparking rim and another driver talking to her after the accident. And by the way, her rear hatch was also all the way up, and her bad tire was back there. So she was aware there was no tire on the front passenger side, only a rim.
Get off the road.
Get out of the car. Are you on drugs right now?
No, not at all. My car gave out. I mean, I had somebody help me before, and apparently the brake did not stop.
Do you know you're driving on three wheels right now? Your wheel's completely out. You just crashed into this gentleman right here.
You almost
you're a hazard. You're on the freeway.
80 miles on the freeway.
You're on drugs right now. You're on painkillers. There's some, yes, you are.
You're on something.
You're on something because you ain't right.
This is when you call a tow truck. You don't drive unless there's a tire on.
She said my car gave out.
I mean, I'll never forget. I was driving. I had a woman crash. I was on it was three lanes, three, maybe even four. And I'm going like 60 miles an hour. And this car is coming up behind me really, really fast. And I get out. I move over a lane to get out of the way. And they swerve behind me, come around me, hit the sidewall. What's that called?
The berm?
No.
The barrier wall.
The barrier wall. Fly up. Over the hood of my car, upside down, land, roll like three times, land on its tires. I pull over. I stop. I'm calling 911. I see the driver climb out of the back seat, get into the front seat, and start to drive the car.
Wow.
It was still running, and like the wheels are like all bent in, you know, like, rah, rah, and she's driving it. And she made it probably a quarter of a mile before the car just.
The wheels fell off.
It stopped.
Isn't that the most insane thing you've ever heard?
It was the craziest thing
was
I've
she
ever
on
seen.
Drugs?
Oh, yeah, because I pulled over and stopped because there was damage to my car. There was because debris, once she hit the wall, started hitting my car, and I wanted to make sure, you know, she was okay. So she crawled out of the car and just kind of laid down on the grass, and we waited for the ambulance to come. But as soon as the cops got in her car, they found needles and all kinds of stuff. But she had been thrown into the back seat when it wrecked and climbed into the front seat and drove that thing.
That's crazy.
Horrible.
It was insane.
Yeah, you're lucky you weren't taken out.
I know. Totally. And she was, I was amazed. I mean, I thought that there was going to be a dead body in that car just by the way that it rolled. And so when I saw somebody like literally crawling from the back, I was just stunned. That's it was one of those moments. Am I really, is this really happening? Am I seeing what I think seeing? Right now.
That's unreal.
It's nuts.
All right. Well, here's our final look at traffic of the morning. Unless something big goes down between now and this afternoon. Denise, what do we have?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.